just come to lift up the name of Jesus? Can you just stand up and give him a hand clap of praise? I said, if you come to lift up the name of Jesus, can we give him a hand clap of praise? If you just come to have church, if you come to serve the one that done so much for you, can you just say thank you, Jesus, and just take a little time just to thank him what he's done, thank him for what he's done for you. Thank him for bringing you through a week. You have a job still. You're still well in your body and everything. Let's just give him a little bit more praise and honor and glory. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we give you honor, Lord. Lord, thank you for the little things that you've done for us. Thank you for the big things that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, you're so good. You're so wonderful. You're so merciful, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Do you come under expectation? Brother Walker told us on Friday night that desperation causes the supernatural. I don't know about you, but I'm desperate for something. I'm desperate for God to move in my life. And if you're desperate, you got to do something. Amen. That means you probably worship a little different. Forget about your troubles and praise a little different. Probably this service may cause you to run out your seats and everything, but you got to do something different. Brother Brown, he makes a statement. He says, God created a baby to cry in order to get the father and mother's attention. And that's what we come to do, not to cry, but to praise God and draw him closer to us. Amen? Amen. So let's just pray before we get started. Lord, we thank you just for another day that you've given us, Lord, just to come into your presence and just to worship your name. And Lord, just praise our Father, Lord. And Lord, as we just come here, Lord, expecting, Lord, you to do great things, Lord God, we ask that the supernatural would happen in this place, Lord God. Lord, something unexpected, Lord God, something great, something awesome, Lord. We ask that you just move in this place, Lord God, move in each seat, Lord, touch each person in their body, Lord God, that they may be able to enter into the service, Lord, with their full hearts, Lord. Lord God, you said, Lord David wrote, Lord God, it's a sacrifice of praise that you demand, Lord God. And Lord God, it doesn't matter what we're going through, Lord God, if we can just, Lord God, muster up a little praise, muster up a little, Lord, amen, muster up a little hand clap, muster up, Lord God, just a little bit of what we got, Lord God. We ask that, Lord God, that you will be pleased with what you hear, Lord. And Lord, just come down, Lord God, and touch your people, Lord God. Touch Brother Jack as he just prepares to come, Lord, to the pulpit, Lord. Just give him spirit-spoken words to speak to our hearts, Lord, to speak to our certain conditions. And Lord God, just break the chains of the enemy, Lord God. And Lord God, just take control of this service, Lord, as we just feel your spirit here already. We ask that, Lord God, that you just lift us into an atmosphere, Lord God, that, Lord God, nothing else matters, Lord, except for you, Lord God. We give this service into your hands. We give this praise into your hands. We give our worship into your hands. We give everything into your hands. And can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Can the church say amen? Oh, I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet. Think about it, it's amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Think about that time that you once were lost, but look where you're standing now. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace, 'twas grace. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears. That grace, yeah, yeah. So you You know what we're going to do? We're going to praise God. Hands lifted, eyes closed. Praise God.
Praise God.
All right, now, come on. Praise God. Yes, we are. Let's just lift our voices and praise God, praise God.
Praise God.
I wonder if you can just clap your hands and just give him some praise. Praise God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we praise you, Lord God. Just enter into your own worship. You know what you're praising him for. You're praising him for something that he's already done, or praise him in advance what he's going to do. Praise God. Let's sing that again. Make it personal to you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If you come to worship him, can you just give a hand clap of praise? Amen. Do you come under expectation? Do you come for God to come down? Amen. Amen. Let's just turn in our Bibles to Psalms 18. This was a scripture that actually struck me this weekend. When you read the Bible like a newspaper, it's just words. But when you read it and you apply it to your situation, then after that, the scriptures come alive. It says this, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. And then this part right here, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Now, I don't know if that really makes sense to you, but when you cry to the Lord, it doesn't just go into thin air, but it goes into his very ears. When you make a request known, it doesn't just go into thin air, but it goes into his very ears. So whatever you need, just cry out and it go into his very ears. And this is what it goes on to say. It says, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also, the foundation of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a chariot, and did fly, and yet, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Now, this is the part that I like. It said, he made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. And may the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now, you may say, Brother Caleb, why does that part strike you so much? It said he made darkness his secret place. So that means where darkness is, that means he's hiding in there somewhere. I don't think you heard me. I said in darkness, he's hiding in there somewhere. All you got to do is pull him out of it. He made your trial his hiding place. He made your sickness his hiding place. He made your little problems his hiding place. Now, I don't know if you come to have church, but let's have church. Because it doesn't matter how dark the situation is. God is right in there, and he's going to step out as long as you call upon him. He's all around. He's everywhere. Come on, put your hands together. We're going to shake off the enemy. I don't care what he's done. This is where we come to have church. This is where you come to get free. The scripture says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. All around, all around. Come on, say. Say everywhere your love is. All around, say all around. Everywhere I look, your love is. All right, hold on, musicians. Now, it said praise is a sacrifice. And I see some of you, y'all sacrificing right now, won't even clap. Just. But you know what? It's a sacrifice, y'all. It doesn't matter what you're going through, but it's a sacrifice. I might not feel like playing the saxophone, but you know, I got to be on post. And when I got to be on post, I got to say, Lord, I got to be in my place. And as long as I'm in my place, that means you got to move. The musicians, they might not feel like playing, but you know what? They got to be in their place so God can move. You might not feel like being in a congregation, but you know what? You have a part too. It's not all about us. It's not about the singing. It's not about the ministry, about Brother Jack and everything. It's about what you put into the service. If you just put this into the service, that's what you get out. But if you do like Sister Jennifer, it doesn't matter what Sister Jennifer's going through. She's always swaying. She's always clapping her hands. She's always moving. If you can praise God like Sister Jennifer, then after that, you might get something out of the service. Now, come on now. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Let's go, y'all. Say all around. Come on. All around. Everywhere I look, your love is. Say it again. Say all around. All around. Everywhere I look, your love is. Say, everywhere I look, your love is. Sounds good, come on. Everywhere, say. Come on, say. All around, say, all around. Everywhere I look, your love is all around. In my valley, or even on a mountain, it's all around. Everywhere, say. Sounds good, come on. Everywhere I look, your love is. Say all around, say. Yes. That sounds mighty good. Come on. All right, musicians, play it for them. Put your hands together. Come on. Turn around and tell somebody it's good to see you. God bless you. ask them if they're expecting something. Come on, say everywhere I look, your love is. Everywhere, say. Yes. All around, yes. Somebody looks like he knows. They know that God's love is all around. One more time, we say all around. Kind of goes with this, goes like this. I command my hand to praise the Lord. Yeah, yes, I command my hand. I command these hands. Yes, I say hand. These feet, I want to see you march. I command my feet. Come on, y'all, start marching. Come on. Command these feet, yeah. Come on, say. Yes, come on. This life is gonna praise. Yes, come on, say. Your life, life. Come on. Y'all gotta help me with this, so come on. My mouth, I command my mouth to praise the Lord. Come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all part, come on. I command my mouth. Woo! Command my mouth. Say mouth. Mouth. Say mouth, mouth. We gonna do that part again. Gonna throw it out to get my mouth. I command my mouth to praise. All right, there we go. Come on, don't be afraid. This is what we praise God. Nobody looking at you funny. All you're doing is worshiping God. Yes, yes. I command my mouth. If we're not going to praise him here, where are we going to do it? Mouth. Mouth. One more time. I command my mouth. I command my mouth. Come on, don't be embarrassed. Woo! I command my mouth. Come on, I command my mouth. Yes. Say mouth. Sound mighty good, sound mighty sweet. Yes.
got to praise the Lord. Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes.
It's an awesome thing when you decide that doesn't matter what I'm going through, I'm still going to praise the Lord. There's a song that we... Isn't he good? Isn't he good? See, people know he's good. Somebody out there knows he's sweet. Somebody knows that he healed them at one time. Somebody knows that he delivered them from trouble at one time. Somebody knows when that bill couldn't get paid, that check came in the mail. Somebody knows about that. Somebody knows when they were down and out, God brought them back. Somebody knows about that. And when you think about your past, when you think about where God has brought you from, all I want to do is bless his name. All I want to do is give him praise. All I want to do is just take some time and say, thank you, Lord. You could have left me in that condition, but you brought me back. You got me in a place where I am now. Lord, I probably ain't the best, but you still got me right here. I'm not what I used to be, but thank God I'm here today. We haven't sang this song, but y'all lift your voices.
All I wanna do is bless your name.
Come on, y'all know the song.
For all you've done, all I wanna do is give you praise.
All right, y'all, that sounds good. And bless your holy name.
Bless your holy.
All right, come on.
All I wanna do, yeah, yes, bless your name for all you've done for me.
He's done a lot for me. All I wanna do.
Bless your name
and bless your holy name. All I want to do one more time
is bless. I come to bless your name, my Jehovah Jireh, my provider, God in the midst of my storm is give you praise
and bless your holy name. There's a little part that says thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Caring for me. Yes, Lord.
And we bless your holy name. Thank you, thank you.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for loving me.
Caring for me. We thank you. And bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Lord. give him a hand clap of praise. I bet the devil's confused. He doesn't understand. How can they still praise God and they're still going through? How can they still worship God and they're still going through? Devil, it's not based on what I see. It's based on what I know. And I know that God's going to come through. I just have to wait for something to happen. I just have to wait on him. Amen. Thank you. For loving me and caring for me. And bless your holy name. Amen. You may be seated as we just prepare for tithes and offerings. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? He's good, isn't he? God is so good. Of worship, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, sometimes we get complacent and we forget, Lord, what you've done for us, Lord. Lord, when we look back and we read your word, we see, Lord, how you led the children out of bondage. All the miracles, Lord, that you have performed for Pharaoh to let your people go. And when they got in a place, Lord, where in the wilderness, they forgot about what you've done. Lord, they forgot how you, turned the sea into blood, Lord. They forgot how you part the seas and let them come across. They forgot all the miracles, Lord, and they murmured against you, Lord. Heavenly Father, let us not be named among that, Lord. You brought us a long ways, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. You provided for them in the wilderness, and you provided for us now, Lord. Yes. Heavenly Father, we know, Heavenly Father, when we go down in the valley, Lord, you are with us, Lord. Yes. You comfort us, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, you're able to provide all our needs. Oh, now, Lord, we ask you to bless this offering, Lord, Heavenly Father. We know that you can take a little, Heavenly Father, and you can make much. Heavenly Father, you took two little fish and seven loaves of bread, Lord, and you fed a multitude. Heavenly Father, you take the lady here with the fish of oil, Lord. You just told her to go out and make a bread for the prophet, Lord, Heavenly Father. And Lord, Heavenly Father, you just kept providing what she needed, Lord. Every time she reached back, she had more. Every time they reached for fish and bread, they had more. Heavenly Father, you did it then. We expect it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. He is so good to me.
God answers prayer.
God answers.
Yes, he does.
God answers prayer. Yeah, yes, God answers prayer. He is so good.
I love him so.
I love him so.
I love him so. So let's all stand and praise his name. Keep playing that part. That song got caught up to me, and another song that I'm going to sing as a special, but I don't know if I want to sing that song, because this song right here meant a lot to me this week. And I know a lot of times it's kind of hard to see where God has brought you from, but when you sit down and go down memory lane, I said when you go down memory lane and you turn down Sin Avenue, you see where you used to live. You can say, he's so good to me. But not only that, when you go down sin, and when you go back down and see where you were in lust, or see where you are down in the world, and see where the music used to hold you, but it don't hold you like it used to. He's been so good to me. When I think about how unworthy I was, but yet still, he still pulled me out of it. He's so good to me. I just want you to do this for me. Just hit it 2 times. And as I was home, it just kind of came in my head, and I just said, wonderful to me.
wonderful to me. Faithful to
me. And as I was just in the car, I said, three wonderful. And if he's ever been a healer, to healer.
Healer to
provider, provider,
provider to
waymaker, waymaker,
waymaker for
he's been so good,
been so good to
if he's been so good, Jesus, just say it again.
Amen. Can we give him a hand clap of praise?
You may be seated. Me a little week of just going back and everything, and just kind of read my Bible. When I read Psalms 18 and it said his secret place is in darkness, I was like, my, that meant a lot to me and stuff. And I went back on what Brother Caleb has gone through and stuff, and it's probably not a lot compared to y'all, but it's a lot to me and everything. And then when I look back, I just look back on it, I said, Jesus, I've done this, I've done that, I've done all this kind of things and stuff, but what do I stand with you? He said, well, Caleb, I've died for you. I blotted out all your sins. So I just say to you, case dismissed, Caleb. I just say, case dismissed. I drop all the charges. And then after that, my mind went. Because it took me back to an O'Neal Twins song. That really meant a lot to me, and y'all, if y'all don't mind, I'm just gonna try to sing this song. If y'all could just help me put your hands together, and if you want to act like my choir, you can do that. But Brother Caleb is singing this not to y'all, but to my God, because I realized that he did something for me.
My God, Jesus dropped the charges, yeah, yes, Jesus.
No, I'm saved.
I was guilty of all the charges, doomed in disgrace, but Jesus, with a special love, save me by his grace. He pleaded, and he pleaded, yes, he pleaded my case. So glad, said Jesus, dropped the charges. Yes, Jesus, dropped the charges. Now say, grace said, I was guilty of the charges, doomed in disgrace. I don't know if you ever felt like that before. Jesus, with a special love, save me by his grace. He pleaded, and he pleaded, yes, yes, he pleaded.
And they said it like this,
ah, Jesus, drop the charges. My God, Jesus,
now I'm saved. He dropped the charges, come on.
He dropped the charges, Jesus dropped the charges. Although I was wrong, yes. He dropped the charges, Jesus. Jesus dropped the charges, forgave me for everyone. Dead, yeah. He dropped the charges, Jesus. At Calvary, say, At Calvary, say, what he say for you and me? Case is missed, saved by grace. Yes, he dropped the charges, Jesus dropped the charges. Although I was wrong, say, he dropped the charges. Come on, say, he dropped the charges. At Calvary, say, for me, he said, at Calvary, say, my grace, he dropped the charges. Come on, y'all. Jesus dropped the charges. At Calvary, come on, say. At Calvary, say. Case dismissed. Jesus dropped the charges. He dropped the charges. He dropped the charges. Come on. He dropped the charges. And he dropped the charges. I was guilty, but he dropped the charge. Say, at Calvary, I heard him say, Calvary. Come on, say, case dismissed. I throw it away to save my grace. You know God did something for you. Come on. As Brother Jack comes, he dropped the charges. Jesus dropped the charges. He dropped the charges. At Calvary, I heard him say, at Calvary, say, case dismissed, saved by grace. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You may be seated. Someone had a special. Who had a special? Jennifer? Oh, Rachel. Rachel had a special. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. We're supposed to do a special together. I almost forgot. But as Sister Rachel just prepares.
just must stay strong. You keep holding on, oh, for your storm won't last always. God is in control. You keep holding on, for God is in control.
Give him praise. If you believe, your storm won't last always. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Why don't you just turn around and encourage somebody? Let them know your storm ain't gonna last always. It ain't gonna last always. Amen. It won't last always. It's just temporary. Amen. It's just temporary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless your holy name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Tells us in his word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. I'm so glad that my trials, my troubles, my struggles, whatever it is I'm going through, that don't last always. Appreciate that special Sister Rachel, Brother Caleb. Amen. We appreciate those songs this morning. And I know we did have one more, but we'll just save that if you all don't mind. Amen. Just have a few quick announcements and we'll go right into the Word of God for today. Amen. We just need to meet with the sisters after service today, if all the sisters would remain after service. Just some things we'd like to go over in regards to Acquire the Fire. At the end of the month, we'll be having Acquire the Fire meetings here at our church. We invited saints from all over, Arizona, South Carolina, all over Florida. They'll all be coming to fellowship with us on the last weekend of this month. We'll be having services on Friday night, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. And I just advise you to just get prepared for a wonderful time in the Lord. Amen. I just believe God will meet us here. And on that Saturday night, they have a banquet that they have arranged. The church in Miami has arranged this down in Pompano Beach. Ages of 12 and up were attending the banquet, and they actually had it 15 and up, but I talked them into allowing 12-year-olds to come, but they just wanted to make sure that the parents gave consent to the children going, the parents and the pastor giving consent to 12-year-olds going, anybody 12, 13, 14, because they want the preacher to feel free to preach whatever's in his heart, amen, that young people deal with. Amen. Real life problems that young people deal with, they want the preacher to feel free to preach that. And amen. And I know there's been some some times where sometimes our young people going into those environments, they get shocked at the material. But, you know, it's truth. They have to bring these truths to the young people. And, you know, we sometimes don't want to live in a house where we think ain't nothing going on out there in this world. There's a lot going on. And our young people are vexed with it every day. So they're going to be just free to preach whatever. And if you desire for your children to go, your young people, please, let's get the form filled out. I just need to know. I'm going to need to know just this week. We need to pay. But they say if we just give them the numbers this week, then we can pay a little bit later. I think it's going to be $30 per person. So keep that in mind. We'll need to just get a list going on who all's going to the banquet. We want to wish happy birthday on yesterday to Sister Becky, Becky Pierre. Amen. She's back there. Praise the Lord. She celebrated another birthday on yesterday. We thank the Lord for allowing her to see it. Amen. And also, in regards to the meetings, amen, if there's anyone that desires to help out with the expenses of the meetings, I don't try to put any extra burden on the church, but I know that sometimes you have to give people an opportunity to give if they want to give, because that actually allows them to receive a blessing when they give a blessing. So if you desire to just give towards the expenses of the meetings, amen, you can just give it directly to me, or you can put it in an envelope and just write on it, you know, for the expense of the meetings. If you desire to do that, feel free to do so. Amen. We're certainly will welcome that. All right. Praise the Lord. So I think that concludes the announcements. Amen. Are you happy to be in service today? Amen. Praise the Lord. We had Brother Walker here on Friday night, and certainly he blessed our hearts with a message there. You know, desperation brings the supernatural, and how he just went right through the scripture, just showing us various times where God's people just came under desperation and supernatural things would begin to happen. And I believe we're facing some of those desperate times again. And if God did it for people in the past, I believe he'll do it for us. So I'm under expectation for the supernatural, not only in my life, but in the church. I look forward to seeing the supernatural God move. Amen. On last night, we had Brother Joe and the Saints from Ocala. They come and they did Total Life Commitment. And I thought they did a wonderful, wonderful job with the service that we had. And they, you know, they came, they just brought the singers and they began to sing. And then from there, Brother Joe just began to go into personal testimony about his life, asking a few questions to the young people. And you know, and it just, I mean, the whole atmosphere changed, and I was just really, really happy to see how he just brought that out. No matter who we are, young or old, we've all come to a spot in time in our life, or we have to come to a spot in time in our life where we surrender everything to God. Amen. I'm not talking about playing church. I'm not talking about just sitting in the church, but I'm talking about, Lord, I surrender all. I give you my heart. I give you my life. Whatever you want, Lord, you can have. Amen. Whatever is in my life that's not pleasing to you, then God, I want to be pleasing. We all have to come to a spot where it's a total life commitment. We talked about this a few weeks ago. We can't be part-time Christians because they don't get benefits. We want to be full-time with God. Amen. And God got some openings for full-time Christians. All you need to do is apply. Amen. He'll hire you right on the spot if you just apply. Amen. So we thank the Lord for last night's service. We certainly enjoyed ourselves. And I mentioned to him, say, anytime you all want to do that again, y'all feel free to just give us a call, and we'll try to make some arrangements to have that again here at the church. Amen. So praise the Lord. All right, we're going to take a couple scriptures this morning. Amen. And I appreciate you musicians. God richly bless you. One is found in Hosea, and another is found in Psalms. Hosea chapter 10 is where we'll read our first scripture. Amen. Hosea chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hosea chapter 10. No, that's a book that's not used too often, but amen, it's all good. Praise the Lord. And again, I just ask that if we can stand, please stand for the reading of the Word of God. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12, then I'll also read from Psalms 34 verse 18. Hosea 10 and 12. And it reads as follows. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Let's read that again. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Also, we want to just turn to Psalms 34. And you know what? What I'll do here with this is I just want to read one verse out of it while you're standing. But actually, all of Psalm 34 just ministers to my spirit, and I may just read all of that. Here in verse 18 just says this, Psalms 34. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. The Lord and a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow our heads in a brief word of prayer. Father God, we come before your great presence. Now we trust, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, that you would minister to our spirits. Oh God, that you would just have your way in this portion of the service. We've felt you, Lord God, through the worship. Amen. Our hearts uplifted, and through the praise, through songs, Lord, that were presented, the specials, Lord, we certainly felt your presence. Now, God, as we go into the depths of the Word of God, give us something that will anchor us, that will hold us, and that will keep us, that will strengthen us, Father, for the journey that we must face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. We are taking a title today. Amen. Holy Ghost revival. Amen. Holy Ghost revival. And I was thinking about myself just a little bit. Excuse me. And I've just got this, just something that's part of my character. And I don't know whether it's a flaw or what, but most people that have to work with me in any capacity, amen, you would certainly see this characteristic. I remember even before I started in ministry, I had a cousin of mine that really encouraged me to get started in ministry, and he was telling me, he said, you know, Jack, you're a perfectionist. You work on computers, and when you work on them, you just won't, I mean, if you don't know how to figure it out, you just won't stop until you actually get the thing resolved, till you get it solved. You just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's bad or good, but, amen, I think sometimes that's a good quality. Other times that could be a bad quality. I think we all have those type of characteristics. But when it comes to leading, amen, and coaching and all of those things, as a coach, you're always pushing the player to go further than they went before. And man, if you, any of y'all ever saw that little movie Facing the Giants, and you all can kind of remember the little scene there in the movie where the coach had his best player, and he told him, say, you know, I want you to put this young man on your back, and I want you to go as far as you can go with this man on your back, and even when it hurt, don't you give up. You know, even when, you know, when, I mean, it feel like you just can't go another step, don't give up, don't quit. You know, even when you get to that point, don't quit. That's the scripture tell you, when having done all to stand, do what? Stand. Keep standing. And, you know, so in that scene, you know, he say, well, I want you to do it. And the other thing I want you to do, I want you to do it blindfolded. So we're going to tie, you know, this around your eyes so you can't see really how far you're going. And, you know, because sometimes when we see, you know, he said, well, I done went 10 yards. That's good enough. But he said, no, if I, as he blindfolded him, the young man went the whole distance of the field, you know. And sometimes I think God has to kind of keep us blind and in the dark in some things in our life. And I think Brother Caleb was reading the scripture earlier about even in the darkness, God is right there. You know, and when you thinking you can't take another step, you can't go no further, God is right there just to keep edging you on, keep pushing you forward. And we're grateful, you know, for his ability to inspire us. But, you know, one of the things that I find in myself is that I push the way that coach pushed. And my musicians probably have felt this because, I mean, they get the play, and I tell them, say, no, you can't play over there with the transpose button. Do not touch the transpose. I don't want to see that, you know. Because what happens, you get lazy. And and then when you get to an instrument that ain't got no transpose, and here you're supposed to be a musician. Somebody said, give me a C. You better know how to give them a C. You ain't got no transpose on this. You know, you can't play. I mean, you got to come with it, you know. And so I tell them, I say, you know, no transpose. I mean, you play. So that, see, on that organ, you can't transpose. You will know if a person can't play in that key. They start looking funny, and you know what key they in? Uh-huh, you better go home and practice, you know, because we found something for you, you know. And you know, oftentimes, even in our Christian walk or even in life, we feel like we done reached a certain status, but God got a way of letting us know we need to go a little bit further. Amen. God got a way of letting you know, you ain't made it nowhere yet. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say something. You doing good. I'm going to say that. You doing good. But the Lord say you can do better. Say so you doing good, but you can do better. You see, and this is, I want you to actually just do me a favor. Just turn around and tell somebody. Say you doing good, but you can do better. Come on, you're doing good now. I mean, encourage them. Let them know now. You're doing real good. But I know and you know for yourself you can do better. Oh, hallelujah. And sometimes we got to be honest with ourselves. Even as a pastor, I can do better. You know, I mean, no matter what I do, I can do better than what I am doing. I know sometimes I'm not giving everything I got. Brother Walker just challenged me on Friday night. He really challenged me, and when he was making a statement about how if you know, somebody was at home and here you had maybe an attack on your body, a heart attack or whatever, you know, if you call somebody and say, come get me, I got to go to the hospital, it don't matter what time of night it is, that person will be right there trying to get you to the hospital to get you some attention. And that's because of a natural condition in your body. But let somebody, amen, about 2 o'clock in the morning, they just can't get no sleep. God got them up in prayer. And then they call you and say, would you just pray with me? I feel the Spirit of God on me right now. I can't go to sleep. Would you pray with me until I receive the Holy Ghost? Most of us would say, you know, can we wait till the morning? Or can you wait till the next service? See, we don't have the same travail of soul when it comes to spiritual things as we have when it comes to natural things. See, and we need travail. I want to do everything I can to push you into the presence of God. Because without the presence of God, church, we're finished. We're not gonna make it nowhere. You know, we're not going to get very far. And, you know, this morning I'm bringing this thought of Holy Ghost revival because, you know, in my heart, that's what I'm looking for.
Amen. Not just for me, but for this church. I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Amen. A Holy Ghost revival. Amen. And you know, and this is important to me because, listen, without a true experience with God, amen, the devil will wipe you out. And let me tell you something, even with the true experience with God, the devil will still wipe you out. See, amen.